The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much for joining us and giving us a part of your day. I appreciate you being there, and if you weren't there, I couldn't be here. Thank you for joining us. Welcome, everyone, from around the world. Welcome. Please stay tuned to hear things of spirituality and the ability to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. That is our intent. Join us for the full hour. Today we will talk about several topics, but we want you to raise yourself up, to live the best you, to be the best part of you, to realize that you could tap into a source that's unlimited, making you limitless. Therefore, you have the strength and the ability to make yourself great as one can get. You have the ability. You have the know-how. You are here. You can hear me. You are searching. And if you are searching, you have found what you're looking for. Just open it up. Step into it. Allow it to work itself into your existence. Remember the time you walk into an area and you can hear a loud noise, like you're going into a marketplace or you're going into a club or something, or an amusement park that is very loud, and you can hear it from miles away. And as you get there, you go into this event and you become a part of it. You don't hear that anymore. You are now a part of that. That's what spirituality is, folks. You merge into it. You become a part of it. You live your life accordingly. When you were outside, you had a lot of questions. You had a lot of concerns, a lot of fear, confusion. As you merge into it, all those questions become things you can answer or things that you understand, and the fear will go away. Again, you're walking into the marketplace and you hear the loud noise. As you merge into it, you become a part of it. As you step into spirituality, you become a part of it. It governs everything you do in life. It governs the decisions you make. It helps you. It cures you. It heals you. It strengthens you. It reduces fear or eliminate fear from you. This is what you want to do. You want to go to a place where everything is good for you. Step into it. Allow it to come into your life and live according to the guidance of the teachings that you will find when you're here. You will be connected spiritually to the divine, to all that there is. You'll get the feel of being a part of the great wave. You'll understand what it's like to live and be connected and have your guides or your angels, as you want to call it, maneuver you through life as it should. Now you're entering, you have entered into that amusement park or that marketplace, and you know exactly what you want to do when you get there. The confusion is gone. You're now able to see it all, experience it all, and allow it to guide you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being here. To everyone around the world, welcome. To my old-time listeners, welcome. To the new listeners, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. This is where you belong. There's so much going on. I'm not a television person. I don't watch TV. So I miss a lot of the news, and usually it's bad. So I'm not really missing anything that, you know, I need to know. Typically it's bad. So, but when it's big enough, eventually it finds its way to me and I will pay attention. So I'm seeing a lot of crazy things going on right now. And it's just part of life. If you take it all in, it will bring you down because you're being introduced to negativity. You're constantly being reminded of negativity. You're constantly being shown images or something of negativity, and you will ride that wave and you will become a part of that. It will alter your mood based on what you've seen or what you've heard. It will alter your mood. Not usually from what you've experienced, but typically from what you've seen and what you've heard. And I've always said, and I'll continue to say, I don't watch television because that television tells the story they want you to know. It manipulates everything. You know, if you're losing your hair, they give you a solution for it. If you've gained some weight, they give you a solution for it. And usually they're inaccurate, but you have to understand the information that's been given to you is benefiting somebody, not necessarily you. I remember watching a program years ago, and they were talking about an exercise equipment. And if you buy this equipment, you're going to become ripped and buff and you know, shredded, and all the good-looking people is going to be after you, and you probably own a sports car. Well, think about it for a minute. If you are a couch potato, and you went out and bought a workout gym equipment and put it in your basement, none of that is going to happen. The desire has to be there, and you start something, then you could go out and try to improve what you've started. But if you are a couch potato, I don't care what equipment you buy, it's not going to help you unless you're willing or you have the desire to use it. So the commercials or the laws or everything that's being introduced to you every day is manipulating the way they think you should live. And usually it's by you giving somebody some money. But all that strength and the desire and everything that you want is within you. What we do is try to teach you how to tap into it to get the maximum for yourself. You may need that gym equipment, but you have to have the desire to use it. I've lived in places with people before, and I've bought that gym equipment. And, you know, after a while, it became something we hung the laundry on. It was just decorated the basement. We had, you know, hang things out there to dry. And that equipment didn't do anything for us. Or the treadmill. The desire, it has to be there first. And it's not because you've seen the commercial or somebody has told you how it's worked. You have to want to change your mind to get up, to do something, to become productive. And then this will work for you. But until then, if you're just sitting around waiting to buy this equipment that's going to revolutionize the way you look or feel, it's not going to work. Save your money and buy a clothesline and hang your clothes on it instead of the expensive equipment that most of us has in our basements that's just decorating the space. The desire has to come from within. So I say all that because, you know, a lot of the times we don't try to improve our quality of life. We just tend to think this is how it is and we accept it. And that is because of how long we've been doing that nothingness. Get up, wake up, move about, give your body some exercise, give your body some movement, and you also have to give your mind some exercise, some work, some positive thoughts. All thoughts, always think positive. I said before, the glass is always half full. That's it, it's half full. So exercise and take good care of yourself and exercise the mind. While I'm saying this, I want to say that when we get older and we develop these diseases that a lot of older people get, or illnesses, we tend to blame it on age. And yes, it's usually when we're older, but you must be mindful that they didn't start at that point. They started years before. The resistance is just a little bit lesser at that older age. So if you want to cure, be going to the old age and be cured and be happy and healthy and strong, you have to do it now. It starts now. This is where you start taking care of that old man or that old woman that we're going to walk into one day. It starts today. It should have started yesterday, but we didn't have it. We don't have it. We're going to start with today. So, you know, you got to take care of yourself. Take care of the body. Take care of the mind. Give it what it needs. You have to give it what it needs. And in doing so, you can secure when you get older, you'll be very healthy. And don't wait till you're in your 70s or late 60s or any of those years to start doing the exercise, start doing the work. Because the longer you don't do it, the harder it becomes to get up and get going. The body's at motion tends to want to stay in motion. The body's at rest don't want to do anything but rest. So you've got that the ability right now. Get up and do it. And don't wait till tomorrow. Because today is the time. It is only going to happen now. Because now is the time. Secure your future as a healthy being. Treat the body well. Take good care of it. Know that your body and your mind is limitless. You have the ability to do all that you want to do, but you have to add the desire to it. And if you don't have the will or the desire to add to that, then try again and try again and try again. When you've tried this and it fails, just try it again, because it didn't fail. It gets you one step closer to accomplishing that task. It's not time to throw your hands in the air and say, that's it, I'm done, I tried. Oh no, the minute you do that, you're going down, you're going backwards. You have to be mindful that we never hover anywhere in life. You're either going up or down. I choose, and I say to you, you should choose as well to continue to grow. Stimulate the brain, learn a new language, play an instrument, create something, join a group. Not now, because we've got the COVID thing going on, but you know, be a part of something. Be a part of something. Join the groups out there that's inviting you to come out and participate. And if you find that the TV is your best friend, you're missing out. Because that television is feeding you stuff that you probably don't want, giving you this pain and then a solution for that pain. They show you the bald man sitting in front of the TV eating popcorn, and then they throw a wig at you. You put it on, all of a sudden you're in a sports car with beautiful women around you. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Get up and do something. Take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of yourself. Join spirituality, merge into that area of greatness. You have that ability. This is what you need to do. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. There's a book out there, Awaken, Ascension Guide. This is something that's going to help you on your journey. And I say, there isn't a great prize at the end of this book for you to win. But when you get to through it, you'll feel like a champion, because you've gone into that marketplace, you've mingled, you've mixed, you've got a fix from it, and hopefully you'll take that and be that way, or run it through your mind for the rest of your life. You don't have to do much. You just have to show up. You don't have to participate. You will be a part of the activities. But when you get there, you'll find something you want to do, something you want to explore. When you've realized that you're not as afraid anymore, you will take that step towards your own greatness. Wake up. Wake up. I keep telling you, there isn't a prize. And the whole concept of the spirituality isn't to give you a great prize. It's to keep you on your path so you don't slip off and end up in the ditch. Activate that sense within you to stand up and be brave and be strong. Be courageous. If you're feeling down and you're feeling ill, get up and move around. Get some exercise. Go for a walk. Be happy. Stimulate your brain with a good conversation. A good conversation. Productive. If you're doing something and it's wrong, and you know that it's wrong, why are you doing it? Do you not realize the impact it has on your life? You're doing something that you consciously know is wrong. Stop doing it because it's not serving you. It may be paying the bills or taking care of things or keeping you in the relationship or making you a popular person at the office, whatever the case. It is not serving you. Imagine you swallow that razor blade. Eventually, inevitably, it's going to do some damage. If you're doing it and you're consciously aware of it's being wrong, stop doing it. Stop doing it. The book is available to you at Amazon.com. You could check us out at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. All that I've talked about is listed there. Information, couple of little things from YouTube is there. It is something that I want you to use to bring your mind towards spirituality. It's information I want you to use to get into that market space. Check it out. It'll work for you. Hopefully, and I was hoping that, you know, at this time I would be making myself available for guest speaking, but it's not happening because nobody could leave their house. We're all locked up, and doing it on Zoom is not my style because it limits the amount of people that I could speak to at the same time. But when this is over and I'm prepping for it, I will be available to speak to you directly. That is the intent. Somewhere along the line, I think I could be a motivational speaker, and you might want to hear something that I have to say that's going to lift your spirit. Thank you. Have we got anything there?
Yes, we have a few emails coming in. Good afternoon, everyone. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. If you'd like to get on board, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Cecil wrote in, Cecil T. And Cecil says, wishing you the best in 2021. I absolutely love your show. And that's from Cecil. Thank you. Nate writes in, I could not agree with you more. Media and the TV, no offense about your radio show, does suck. I hate it. It's manipulative and it's always one-sided. They want you to believe things. A lot of the media is, of course, negative. Very rarely do we hear anything positive coming out of the media. And that's from Nate. And let's see here. And your last email here is Tina writes in. She says, this is hilarious. What an example about the workout, buying equipment, and then, of course, using that equipment for a clothesline. I especially love your example of going out then and buying a sports car. That is hilarious. Isn't it true? Thank you for the great example. Loving what you're teaching. And that's from Tina. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Tina. That's one of the ones I think a lot of people be able to relate to. Yes, we do go out and buy these products because at the moment we're caught up in the subliminal messages that's being displayed on that TV. And we go out and buy these things because we believe it's going to make us better, greater, and all these things. Yes, and most of us who do buy gym equipment, runners, fancy, anything, yeah, they end up somewhere. And you hang clothes on them. At least that was the situation in my house. And I would come home from work and, you know, go pass it and see that, you know, and think, oh, wow, that is really an expensive clothes hanger, clothes line. So yeah, I feel a lot of people will be able to relate to that because it is true. You're not going to just get up off your butt and do that just because somebody is forcing it on you, but you will buy it. And we have bought it and it's been working because everybody sort of have one of those. And, you know, in the moment, in that moment, you'll say, yeah, this is what I need. That's the solution for whatever issues you're having. And without a thought, we'll go out and we'll purchase all these things because we're planning to get up and get going and do all these things. And yeah, the sports car is quite famous. Every time you see some man nearing his middle age, what do? They throw in a sports car because that's going to make me feel better. My back aches, my foot are hurting, my feet are hurting. And yeah, all I need is another debt to pay so I'll feel better. Thank you very much, but that is your misery. Keep it, don't offer it to me. So yeah, thank you for that. And this is what we talk about. Nate, we just touched on the TV stuff a little bit. It's true. It is true. It's a true story. I didn't allow my children to watch TV when they were younger because I don't have one, so we never had one. And we were going away, and we asked my mother to come and take care of the kids, and she says, I'm not coming to your house unless you have TV. So I had to go out and get a TV and get cable and all that stuff and set it up in my house so she can come and live in the house and take care of my children for 2 weeks. Anyway, I got over being frustrated and angry. And I did all that. And because I had to have had the cable system in my house for 3 months, because it's the smallest package they sold, my children ended up watching TV for about 3 months in 2010. And you know, the kids started fighting each other. They got along peacefully before that. They got along, they played together, they created things, they did art, they did their homework, they read their books, and they were fine until we brought the TV in the house and I hear them fighting about and over the television. So I had to get rid of it. So thank you very much. I do agree that the TV suck. Yes, the media generally delivers bad news to your house. The media generally tells you the negativity and how to like people or dislike. No, they don't tell you how to like people. They tell you to dislike people. And the media does suck. I am a part of it. I understand. I think I'm delivering a positive message and I'm trying to get you to get up and get going and to be productive and to be the best you that you can possibly be. I think that's what I'm doing. I hope you're not viewing all of this as me trying to sell you something or trying to put another expensive piece of equipment in your house that you'll never use. And I'm not saying that for everyone. I'm saying that for the majority of the people that I know. And they have it there, and the intention is to use it tomorrow or the day after. And eventually we pay thousands of dollars for these equipment, and then we try to sell it in the garage sale for whatever we can get for it. Wow, who won that battle? Cecil, thank you very much. Best wishes, you're saying, for us for 2021. I appreciate that. I'm telling you, man, it has to be good because of what we've just gone through in 20. That's not a good thing. We've gone through the hell of a roller coaster ride, and we're up and we're down, and we had our COVID. We're all locked up. We're locked away. I'm in Canada and in Ontario, and the rules just got tighter. They got really tight for us. And, you know, they're telling us not to go out, wear your mask if you're in public, don't be in any group, a group bigger than five people. And of course, we don't listen because it's inhuman to do that. You can't isolate yourself. We're social creatures and we tend to need people to be around us. And a lot of us who are following the rules, we're locked up and we're feeling sad and down and depressed, and it's not working. It isn't working because the numbers are still going up. And yeah, should it work? It was a great fantasy for it to work, but I don't get it. What I do for a living is considered essential, which means I could be out there anytime I want to be. Now, what do you say to a family that has four kids and the four, you know, they're split up and the four kids are going back and forth between the two parents? But those two parents also have another partner in their lives and they have kids. And they're coming and going back and forth. So you have a big group just within that one family, and they're connected to a lot of other people. And the chain continues. What do you say to them? Don't see your mom? Don't see your dad? How do you do that? It sucks for what we're doing, and we can't win this battle, but we have to keep on fighting. And I don't even know how. we're going to do it. And, you know, we're listening to all the vaccine. And of course, I'm hearing a lot of people are saying, I'm not doing it, including the essential workers, the medical professionals. They say, no, we're not taking that stuff. How do you win this battle? And by staying home and being humble and being good and following all the rules, are you going to win when everybody else is not following it? The premier of our province here has said that many times, stay home, don't go out, don't do this, so, you know, stay together. But then he broke all the rules and everybody in his cabinet was breaking all the rules. What are we supposed to do if we can't listen to the leaders and follow their example? They're saying, don't do what I do, do what I say. Well, that's a lot of crap. Hang in there, folks. Let's all work together. And I can't tell you anymore to follow the rules because I don't even know what those rules are, because the new guidelines that were given to us has so many holes in it. It sounds like you could be out doing whatever you want at any time without being questioned. And that's your human right. Good luck to all of you. And I was, you know, somebody had asked me on the radio a while back, will I take the vaccine? The answer was no, and it is still no. But at the time, it didn't seem as if I had a choice. But what I'm hearing now is everybody's saying, I'm refusing to take this vaccine. Are they going to change the rules that you must take it? Well, that's what's scary, because I think I should have the right not to do it. But am I going to be the bad guy? Or am I going to be the one they won't let on the airplane or let out of the country, you know, or put a big red X on my house? I don't know how that's going to work. However, we're a part of this, and it's crazy. There's no control. There's no answers. I personally don't feel that the guys, the leaders who are giving us the answer, I don't think they have a clue. My opinion, please, just my opinion. I don't think they have a clue what's going on. But because of where they are, the chair that they're sitting in, they have to give an answer. They have to submit something to the general public who wants to hear something, but they themselves don't have that answer. So it proves what I've just said. Heavy lies the head that wears the crown. I would not want to sit in that chair. Thank you for listening to me vent on the corona, because it's getting frustrating and nobody has the answers. We're just hearing the hopefuls. So we've talked a little bit about the spirituality. The whole concept of this is for you to wake up. Just wake up. That's what I say. Every time I do the introductory, I say, wake up. Wake up and be your full, be the best you could be. Wake up to your greatest potential to be limitless. And I just said that. I want to ask, if you're out there somewhere and you see somebody, hear somebody's being abused, verbally abused, and they're being called names, do you feel it is your responsibility to go in and do a defense, if that's your friend or somebody you know, or somebody who seems defenseless? Do you feel that it's your responsibility to go out there and defend that person against those harsh words? If you see the need to defend, doesn't that mean that you agree with the offender? Doesn't that mean you agree with the words that he's using and you interpret them as, oh, that's bad? Then you go to the defense. If you agree with it to the point where you need to create a defense for the abused, then you're agreeing with what's being said. Isn't it up on the abused to defend him or herself without your judgment, without your opinion? Don't you just allow them to defend themselves? Allow them to defend themselves in the way that they'll develop that thick skin that is needed tomorrow when you're not there to defend. You are taking away from them the ability to stand up and be strong. If you agree that there should be a defense, you are not allowing them to stand up and grow that thick skin that is needed. Because you might not be there tomorrow for that defending. But I want to say, if you agree that there should be a defense, you may also be agreeing that what is being said, you agree with the person who's saying it. So it's kind of like putting on sunblock. You see, they say go on outside and put sunblock on your skin to protect you from the sun. And they give you a reason. This is another thing from the television. They give you a reason as to why you should. But if you constantly put on that sunblock, the day you go out without the sunblock, aren't you in more danger? Because you didn't allow your body, your skin, your defense mechanism to protect you like it does from all the elements that exist. Much like the baby chair, the baby staircase thing. You put it up, it'll work for you. But what happens that one day you forgot to do it? So this is going a little far, but I'm saying that you have to allow that person to develop their own defense mechanism. And you may not agree with what's being said, but what needs to be done is to allow everybody to stand up on their own 2 feet when they can. If it's your child, you could go to defense from them. But the best way to defend yourself about somebody being verbally abusive is to ignore them and let that squeaky voice go away. And don't take it with you. Don't take it personal. That's my method. If somebody wants to call me a name, I remind myself that their opinion of me is not my business. You are entitled to think whatever you want to think. And if you want to throw this verbal diarrhea at me, I will simply say that is your misery, your confusion, your anger. Keep it. And thank you for offering it to me, but I want you to keep it. Thank you. I want nothing to do with it. Your opinion of me isn't my business. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple of emails here. Sam writes in and he says, Barrington, you're absolutely right about illness and disease. I worked in the medical profession, not a doctor, for several years, and we know for a fact through research and decades upon decades of this research that our injuries and diseases older in life, 99% of the time, come from our habits in our younger life. And that's from Sam. And let's see here. Tommy writes in, he says, well put regarding the COVID rules. Everything seems to be whacked. Someone says this, someone says that. I think it's common sense. Like any virus, of course, it is spread through contact of coughing, sneezing, etc. Use common sense and we wouldn't need all of these rules. And that's Tommy. And lastly here, Keisha writes in and says, I'm not anti or pro vaccine when you talked about that. However, most vaccines that were successful throughout history did not come about within just a few months. Usually it was 5 to 10 years. Even though the vaccine now for COVID may seem to work, what about long-term effects? As early as 6 months from now, a year from now, or 5 years from now, will people be dropping of cancer and heart attacks because of it? I am pro-vaccine like many past vaccines, but we need the time for them to be proven. And that's Keisha. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much for that, Keisha. And I tend to agree with you 150%. Yes, we've heard of other things that are coming on the market and they took years, decades for them to be perfected and tested in every aspect of it. And they look at the long term, the longevity of it. What's going to happen to us, you know, when we're 50 and then we become 70? Was it that vaccine I took 20 years ago? So this one just popped up. So my theory, and I believe maybe they've been working on it for a very, very long time and we just didn't know, which means that they knew this was coming and they were preparing for it. That's just my hypothesis. But I agree with you 100% in saying that we don't know enough. And it, what's even scarier than that, the professionals don't know enough. And it sounds as if they're just trying to sell a product really fast, my opinion. And they're trying to sell it really quick and they compete with each other to see who could get it out there fastest. Yeah. And we don't know what's going to happen in 5 years because they only developed it within 2 years or whatever time it's been. So yeah, I do understand why a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm not sure about that. Enough research wasn't done on it. It's brand new on the market, you know, and they're saying stuff like it's 95%. Okay, fair enough. What about that 5%, man? That's, who knows what that is? That could be the bullet. So I do agree with you 100% that we don't know enough about it. And there's a lot of people out there who are saying that they don't want to be a part of it because we're not sure. what's going to happen. Of course, you listen to all the conspiracy theories that exist, and it's going to be New World Order. It's going to be the chip inside of you. I don't know that I buy any of those. We've had success in a lot of vaccines over our existence, and they have worked, have been proven to work, and they're great, but they didn't pop up on the shelf after a couple of years and not enough time for people to get the proper research from it. So I tend to agree with you, and thank you very much for that email. Keisha, the COVID rules, Tommy, I don't even know where to begin with it. And what do I do? I'm standing in my front door. Am I allowed out? It's after eight. Can I go out? Can I go to the store and get some milk? You know, can I go down the road and drop off some blueprints that I've been working on for a long time? Or can I actually go out and do a bid on a job? We're confused as heck. And I don't see how it's any clearer. You are right. We have to use common sense, and you do want to step away from the big crowds, because they're saying that the big crowds is more a place where you're more likely to pick it up. And that's kind of funny. I went grocery shopping in my town here recently. It was packed, and the government seems to be okay with it. And we're all wearing our mask. And within that store, there were, I don't know, 100 people, I'm saying, it looked like. And they're okay with that. But the mom and pop store down the corner can't have 5 people in there. They have to close. That's a form of BS. You're safer among 100, and you have to close your store because somebody may come in there and there's only 5 of you. It sounds like business to me, because where we live, all the big box stores are still open, and they can go in, hundreds. And the liquor store, by the way, coincidentally, and you could go in anytime you want. But the mom and pop store around the corner, a little coffee shop, which hosts 5 people at a time, they have to close because of COVID, and it's dangerous, and we have to do our part. Why is it that the small guy, the small fish, has to do the work, and the big fish don't seem to have to give a care? I tend to agree with you, man. It's whacked. It's all over the place. We're all confused from it. And I think the confusion is starting to affect us mentally. That's my opinion. Sam, you are absolutely correct about the diseases that occurs in us, disease and illnesses that occurs in us in later part of our years. It didn't start then, it started earlier. And it just surfaces when you get older. The body's weaker and has less resistance. Your tolerance, your ability to fight off the immune system, everything seems to sag as you get older. It's inevitable. That's how life is. That's how we evolved. But if you're going to go to battle, because you know eventually you're going to get older, be prepared. Be prepared. Like get yourself ready. Get yourself in that battle mode. Take care of yourself. Stop eating flesh. I just had to throw that in there because a lot of what we suffer from is coming from that. But that's not what we're selling today. But if you didn't eat it, you'll be a happier, lighter, easier going person, and you're going to minimize the amount of illnesses that you may get. I just had to throw that in there. But I agree with you, Sam, and everybody who's hearing this. If you want to start an exercise program and do it for the remainder of your life, now is the time to start it. If you didn't start it already, figure out a way to get off, get up, get going, and get this thing inside of you. Because once you've sat down, everything sags. No pun intended. Once you're willing to stand up and you're willing to do the battle, things are more erect. No pun intended. I'm simply saying that if you're willing to take the challenge for yourself to get up and get going, you're going to do yourself a great service. And don't wait till you have an illness. A wise man once said, if you're not willing to give an hour to exercise today, be prepared to give 2 hours a day of taking care of the illness that you will have. So get up on it and take care of yourself and be happy and be healthy and love each other. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Today we're just ranting about stuff, and I'm talking about all the things that I would love for you to bring into your life and help yourself. The name of the book is Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose in life. It helps you to find the path to take. And it's definitely going to open the doors for you to wake up. Wake up. Don't go through life fast asleep. wake up, stand up, get the best that you have, get the best that's available to you. Wake up. If you're sad and you're down, you're a bit depressed, or whatever the case may be, that's not a life sentence. That's an opportunity for you to dig deeper. And I'm not saying that for those who are very, very depressed. I know it's a hard place to be. I know it's a disturbing place to be. I know you don't want to be there, but you also might not know how to get out of being there. Take a step to understanding who you are. Take a step to look at what you're doing with your life. Take a step to see how you're feeding and nurturing and taking care of the body. Do an analysis on your life. Take a good look at what you're doing and see where you're making that mistake or could be making that mistake or what's causing the downfall for that mistake. Take a step. Open the door. Study your spirituality. Allow yourself to see the life that you're supposed to live. That's what we talk about. Just allow yourself to see the life that you're supposed to live. And I bet you, the minute you see it or you feel it, or you're aware of it, you're running towards it. Be active physically and mentally. That tell lie vision is not doing us any service. It also makes us spend way too much money, but that's just my opinion. Stand up and remember, please remember, your health is your greatest asset. Not the big house, not the big car, not the fancy vacations. The health is the greatest asset, because if you lose that, everything else will go. You can't take it with you. So live life, be happy, be strong. Be a part of the great things. Be a part of the spirituality. Learn how to meditate. Open your heart. Feed that heart with good, positive things. And once you do that, you'll be lifted up. If you're thinking bad about someone, you're doing yourself an injustice. If you're thinking of hating someone, a group, you're doing yourself a great injustice. If you're thinking of loving somebody, you choose the positive way through life. The part that will lift you up. The part that will make you stand up and be proud of what you've accomplished or what you can accomplish. If within your heart you have hate for another, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. If you swallow that razor blade, you will do whatever you can to get it out. And that's what you need to do. I said this last week, that forgiveness is a must. I've read in one of the holy books that you must turn the other cheek. And it's not saying somebody whacks you in the head, you should give them a chance to whack you in the other side of the head. It just means that if you take that animosity or that anger or that hurt or that BS or the abuse that somebody's throwing at you, if you carry that with you, you're carrying a heavy load. The person who threw it at you, they're gone. They're good. They're doing what they do. But now you pick it up and you run with it. And then eventually it gets the better of you. Forgiveness is a must. Remove the hate that you may have. I'm not suggesting that you do. I'm saying if you do, you might want to look at removing it because it's not helping you. If you want to go and hurt somebody, why? What are you hoping to gain? Other than you may feel satisfied, but think of the satisfaction that you may feel if you can let it go and be happy about the situation. It's longer. It will serve you better. It won't drag you down. So don't carry hate. Don't carry anger. And usually the anger and the hate comes from fear. You're afraid of something. We're all afraid of something. Unless you know who you are, then you realize there's nothing to fear other than the ignorance that you carry. Let it go. Do not allow yourself to be afraid and walk around with that all the time. Do not allow that to happen. So you've got this canister of gasoline in the trunk of your car and a candle, lit candle beside it, and you go driving down the road and you're going over the bumps and you're, you know, you turn in and they're going to hit each other. And it's a weird analogy, but think of what could happen. Just get it out of the car, throw it away, and you have a smooth ride, smoother ride, because the fear of what could happen is not a possibility anymore. You've eliminated the fear. So we say, don't be afraid. If you've tried and you didn't succeed, I'm sure you've heard this before, try it again. And for those who have the equipment that we've talked about earlier sitting in their basement that's holding the laundry, dust it off and try it again. and dust it off and try it again. Because it's there and you had an intention when you bought it and you were going to use it. Dust it off and try it again. Because you can't allow yourself to lose. And you're going to buy the next item that comes on the TV because this is it. This is it. I remember it used to be the Thigh Master by Susan Summers. I think that's her name. And everybody's buying one. And then after that was Ty Bo. And over the years, we've been watching them. And these amazing things pop up. And yeah, it's true. But we need it for the longevity, not for the weekend, not for the night in front of the TV. And you go crazy. If you want these things to work for you, put it in your mind and allow the body to go towards it. Put it in your mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. If it's in your mind and your intention is to do it, just don't use the phrase of one day because you're delaying it. But if you put it in your mind as it's something that you're going to do, inevitably you'll walk towards it and keep saying it and keep saying it. I was just reading an article on Post-its, and it's a constant reminder to yourself of what the intentions are, but make sure you're using them for more than decoration or a reminder. And the longer you post it, the more the mind and the body becomes a part of it. So here's a Post-it for you. I accept myself as I am, unconditionally. I accept myself as I am, unconditionally. And that will build your own confidence because it's telling you that you are good enough. You are great. You're doing fantastic. Tap into spirituality, folks. It will remove the fear that you feel. I talk about meditation. I talk about good health. I talk about being positive, be confident, be strong. You hold it to yourself. We talk about spirituality. Connect yourself to your guide. Connect yourself to your guide. I've said this before. It's like playing the game Marco Polo with your eyes closed. And the spirituality will allow you to open your eyes, wake up. See things for yourself. Experience them for yourself. No more guessing. What is life like after this life? Well, you don't have to guess. You'll know when you get there. Not when you get there, leaving this world to get there. I mean, get there when you understand spirituality and the functionality of life. Everything is a circle. We just keep going around and around in a circle. But get there and get your own answer. And I've said this many times. Don't allow anyone to tell you how you should live your life. You have to follow the rules that's been given to you by the ones in your neighborhood, your government. You have to follow those rules because, you know, if you don't, you'll get in a lot of trouble. But how about just the way you want to live your life? You want to sit and close your eyes and hope that things come to you? Or do you want to just open your eyes and go towards what it is that you desire? Whatever that may be. Might be that beautiful house. Good for you. Open your eyes, put the blocks together, and go towards it. Don't allow yourself to be thinking negatively. It's like dragging a dead weight. It is dragging a dead weight behind you. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. See yourself as the star that you are. See yourself as the highest possible being that could live on this planet. And I have said to you, nobody has a greater, bigger piece of the pie. We all had equal share. When we were little babies, we all showed up with the same talent. Yes, if you're born in a musical family, you'll hear music earlier. You'll see how they respond to it. You probably get up and start shaking your, you know what, and eventually you pick up the guitar and start playing because it is prevalent in your environment. The same thing for the bricklayers. The same thing for the electricians or the actors and actresses. And sadly enough, the same thing for the killers and the murderers and the drug dealers. We're exposed to it, therefore we accept it. Doesn't make it true. And the people across the street who are the who's the musician family, and you're on the other side of the road and you're the drug dealer family, you're all doing what you were taught to do, but it's not the way it is. We have a common denominator among us. And what that is to be able to connect to ourselves, to connect to our spirituality, to connect to our inner strength, to decide what it is that satisfies me the greatest. You don't have to do what your uncle did. It is easier because it was exposed to you at a very younger age, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And if that's what you're doing right now and you know it's wrong, you are not allowing yourself to experience what you need to experience. Step away. Stop doing it. Find a better way. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You're not helping anyone. You're hurting yourself. Stand up and be tall and be proud. Stand up and hold your head up high and realize that you are the driver. You control every single thing about you, and you're the only one that can improve your own quality of life. And people could buy you pretty things and give you a lot of money and give you a great place to live, but does that make you happy? Because the happiness is inside. Yeah, you can answer and say, yeah, of course it does. It helps. It does help. But you've heard the opposite of people accomplishing the greatest things in their lives. And they said, well, I'm still missing something. The something is a connectivity to your spirituality and connecting yourself to the source that guides you, and to be instinctively governed by the one that created you and to be a part of that wave. The materialistic things that we were taught to chase at a very young age, it's causing us to fall down in the race way too early, because a lot of us has given our lives to accomplish something that we have absolutely no control over. And when we die, somebody else gets it. Sometimes they kill you for it. And you give up, you get broken. You're left by the side of the road and they move you out, put a new body in, and you're you've missed out. Too many of us get to our older age and go, oh man, I gave too much for what I've got. And as a result of it, I'm restricted for the remainder of my life. Have we got anything else?
Yes, I'll read the last few emails here, folks, on the Barrington Show. Jan writes in and she says, I have one word for a life to be positive, and the word is exercise. And that's from Jan. Paul says, when you talked about defending someone, yes, I would. Not only in the physical sense, but also in the verbal sense. I would defend that person. No one needs to be abused physically, emotionally, or verbally. And that's from Paul. Rachel writes in and just says, I love the saying that you said, verbal diarrhea. That's hilarious. Thank you. That's from Rachel. Randall writes in. He says, you touched base on a possible concept of the governments of the world knowing about COVID way before. Perhaps they did have a vaccine in the works for many years. Who knows? It's all conspiracy. We don't know what to believe anymore. And that's from Randall. And let's see here. Taylor writes in, I like what you talked about regarding post-it notes. That's fantastic. There are so many people that use post-it notes and never do what's on them. And that's Taylor. And Walt says, thank you for the book information, but do you have a website as well? And that's from Walt, and back to you.
Yeah, Walt, I do have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Great information there. Information as to where to get the book, and also the shows that you've missed in the past. If you have missed them, you could pick them up there. Thank you for that. And Taylor, the post-it notes, the problem with those, and I'm sure they work, but you have, I've seen people with their computers completely covered or walls and fridge and this. You can't look at both of my eyes at the same time, you know, so you can't really concentrate on both of those post-it notes or five of them or 20 of them. So you have to choose something and put it there and let that be the common denominator. Let that be the common denominator. And then from there, you could branch to the next, to the next. But when you have 15 of them, I'm going to throw 15 balls at you at one time, and I want to see you catch more than one, if any at all. And this is what happens. So you need to concentrate and focus on the one and put one there that's going to lead to the next, to the next, to the next. So the minute you add, I accept myself for who I am unconditionally, then you build your positivity. Now that you're positive, take the next step and put the other one. But when you have 15, 20, 30 of them, you're just confusing yourself. Thank you for that. Randall. Yeah, you know, I've heard that theory, and, you know, they're very confidently putting the information out there about the COVID, the vaccine, I'm sorry. And we're all wondering how? All the other ones took years or probably decades to build or create or to perfect, to put on the market, but somehow they were able to do it in a couple of years, if that long. So I've heard that theory. I'm not on the radio to give you my version of what I consider conspiracy. However, it seems as if they may have had it from before. I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you very much for that email. And the verbal diarrhea is, you can imagine what it is. It sort of self-explains itself. And it goes on to say that it's just crap. No pun intended. And people use this in their everyday life. It doesn't have to be that way. Thank you very much for that one. The defending of the person, wasn't it what I was saying? Yeah, we should all go out and defend something, but at some point we have to allow that person that we're defending or that act to stand up for itself and allowing them to have the strength to do the fight for themselves. So thank you very much. Jan, yes, exercise is very important. It's very, 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 very important. But here's one thing I want to add. The exercise covers about 29 to 30% of our well-being. The food is the other 69 or 70%. This is what needs to happen. Eat the right food. You'll notice that the exercise will be great for you, but the winning tablet here, the top shelf, the big boss, is the food that you put into your body. You can exercise until the cows come home. If you're eating cupcakes, you're not going to get the benefits of that great exercise. But if you eat the right food and you manage it or balance it with some exercise, yeah, you will win. So absolutely right. Exercise is quintessential. However, I will want to say to you, don't rely on the exercise to give you that great physique, great health, everything. It does help. It's an aid. But the engine to that vehicle is the food that you consume. Start there. Thank you very much, everybody. I hope, and that was for Jen and everybody who's listening. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for joining the show. We're coming to an end. I want to thank you for participating. Please take what I say as a good measure. Let this be your post-it. Step up, hold your head up, be kind, be confident. Never be afraid. Because the fear that you carry around is like driving the vehicle down the road with the brakes on. Yeah, you could get going, but look at the damage that you're causing and how much you're restricting the ability to move freely. Have a good week. We'll talk to you real soon. Be positive. Be kind. Listen to Barrington next Sunday. Have a good week. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.